Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Don't have any margaritas.
Aww.
Sorry. Oh. I can't admit. Well, I can tell you that you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 15th through the 18th for the 7th annual Fork Fest at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire.
And I'm sure someone there will be making margaritas.
I'm certain.
Yeah, I
know. There will probably be a variety of margarita makers at both Forkfest and Porkfest.
That's beautiful.
Don't come with that premix stuff if you're going to compete with them.
No.
Okay, all right.
No. Yeah, no. That. Or if you do, they better be, like, you know, cheaper.
Yeah. The market
now you're competing
speak.
On price.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Remember, it is the whole point of Porkfest and Forkfest is to simulate a voluntary environment where everything is just done voluntarily through peaceful means. Nobody's forced to do anything.
This ain't San Francisco.
No, it certainly isn't. No, we're Staten Island.
Continue.
Anyway, yeah, Forkfest is a fork. I've stopped the fake accent now. Forkfest is
you.
A fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Fake accent?
Or is it? We don't know. Forkfest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which sold out in 2022. For 2023, we're going back to where it all started. It's the week or weekend before Porkfest. Forkfest is decentralized, which means there's no ticket cost. No one is in charge. All you have to do to join the fun is reserve your campsite, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 15th through the 18th. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. You can also connect with other attendees on the Forkfest Telegram and Matrix chat rooms, as well as the Forkfest forum. Links to those can be found at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there. Come party with us again, forkfest.party.
I will have cookies for sale.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Body shots booth.
I'll be off.
Yeah,
I'll
that's fun.
I'll be off diet, too, so I can,
cool.
I can enjoy Nikki's cookies.
Yep, cookies, bread, all sorts of...
If you know what I mean.
That was not a euphemism intentionally, but... Yeah. So where were we? We're on these nine crazy... What is it? What's the headline? Nine crazy examples of government waste from 2022, according to...
Rand Paul. And his list of Festivus grievances.
So we talked about the camouflage...
I think we left off on the Staten Island one. That's where we got the caller.
Staten Island, right, yeah.
Someone's been
attacked. Interesting that we were talking about a ferry and somebody from San Francisco called.
Oh! Bazing!
Number six. Boosting the Tunisia travel sector during COVID-19. Look up Tunisia.
Oh, it's a country, right?
Yeah.
It's not here. So why are we paying for this again?
Well, yes.
To boost their travel.
I don't care about their travel.
Tunisia, officially the Republic of Tunisia, is the northernmost country in Africa.
They're a republic.
Okay.
All right, so now that we've got that out of the way. In early 2022, the federal government spent $50 million on a Visit Tunisia initiative meant to boost travel to the country.
Why?
Tunisia's tourism sector...
Money laundering.
...generated over $1 billion in 2019, but apparently still needed some help.
From the United States federal government.
Why would...
This isn't,
what's their GDP? That's got
to
be most of it.
This isn't adding up to me.
No.
A little fishy.
None of this makes any sense whatsoever. Like... okay, we're, I think, collectively, the three of us are of the opinion that government totally sucks and yeah. should be done away with, go yeah. the way of the dodo. It's antique, it's barbaric, and it serves no purpose. That being said, let's just assume for a minute, like everybody else seems to believe, except for us, except for other, you know, libertarians and anarchists, let's just assume for a minute that the government does serve some purpose, right? Even if it did... Why?
It's not this.
It's not sending yeah. $50 million to Tunisia Wait. For an ad campaign to promote tourism.
Did they send
or the gender
million?
Studies.
I thought it said, like, on travel to Tunisia.
In early 2022, the federal government spent $50 million on a Visit Tunisia initiative meant to boost travel to the country.
Got it.
Is the gender studies on this list?
I heard the visit. I thought I heard visit to Tunisia.
Mm.
All right. Continue.
May I?
You may.
Oh, thanks.
If you will.
Richie yeah. Talk Live. Richie Rich Talk Live.
Well, I needed clarity, and now I've gained it.
Do you want the first chair?
No.
Okay.
I'm just letting
yeah,
you.
Please. Can you guys switch, please?
Because I know you've done this before. It probably wouldn't be very difficult. Number seven.
Mute, unmute. Mute, unmute.
Don't make me mute you, bro. Number seven, injecting a six-month-old beagle... No, sorry. Injecting six-month-old beagle puppies with cocaine.
Why?
According
they could have just done that to people, and they would have been consensual.
Well,
six-month-old people?
Well, not six-month-old people, just adult right. people. Consenting right. adults.
What's six
please.
Months in dog years?
42 months? 4 years? Yeah.
I don't know. So, I can't do math.
Because it's seven
years,
one.
So 3.5. Right? If
okay.
every right. year is 7 dog years,
yeah.
six-month-old puppy would be 3.5.
I said 42 months, and I think we're on the same page.
Okay. So even that's pretty young. Like
yeah.
even for like a human 3.5-year-old, yeah. would you inject a 3.5-year-old human being with cocaine?
No, I wouldn't. Yeah, but also
would you
I
let
would
them start it if they could afford it.
Also, no matter how old the dog is, dogs can't really consent to something like that.
According to a report from White Coat Waste, the NIH, that's the National Institute of Health, I believe.
Ugh, and I already hate them, so.
Recently, and I just have to take a look, recently spent $2.3 million injecting puppies with cocaine for research.
What kind of research?
This is definitely a Sunday topic for sure. Let's see. The article they link to says Coke Hounds. WCW exposes $2 million plus NIH cocaine tests on puppies to fulfill deadly FDA red tape. Some things are better together, cake and frosting, peanut butter and jelly, hot chocolate and marshmallows. Other things should be kept far apart, garlic and ice cream, hot sauce and brownies. And now, White Coat Waste Project investigators have found another terrible pairing courtesy of NIDA, the National Institute on Drug Abuse, part of the NIH, and paid for with your tax dollars, puppies and cocaine. In a new experiment we discovered through the Freedom of Information Act, because, you know, they don't advertise this stuff before
no.
they do it. They
yeah, of course
do it,
not.
And then later on somebody finds out.
That's why you need an insider like Rand Paul to bring it to light.
Seven six-month-old beagle puppies were trained to wear a jacket. We know that doesn't sound too bad.
Sounds cute.
But this wasn't a normal jacket. It wasn't a puppy raincoat or a cute dog costume. Instead, this jacket served a cruel purpose to inject the animal wearing it with drugs. And they do have a picture here. It's a sad picture.
Oh, man.
Of a beagle wearing this jacket, and it does not look happy.
We're going to be finding those in mental institutions.
Yeah. So, yeah, there you go. Your tax dollars hard at work. $2.3 million injecting puppies with cocaine for FDA research.
To see if these jackets are good for human trials.
It just pisses me off because I don't support animal testing at all. Not like I support any of the other things that government does.
What about human testing?
If it's consensual, that's fine.
I mean, I'm okay with animal testing.
I'm not.
I get it. You already said that. But you got to test on something, man.
Yeah, people that are consenting. I'm not a beagle. Why, if you're going to try to see how something is going to affect me, why would you test it on a beagle or a monkey or a bunny?
Preliminary tests.
Or just do it on a person.
Like, I'm okay with certain animal testing, like rats.
Okay.
I kind of hate rats, so
sure.
Test away. You know, I'm not going to lose any sleep over you testing something on some rats because I don't like them.
Yeah, but they still have, like, feelings.
They have a use and all that kind of. They serve a purpose. I'm not saying that they don't, but I'm just saying I'm not going to lose any. I'm not doing any testing on them, right? I'm not going to participate in animal testing, right? But I'm also not going to go, like, hunting down people that are doing testing on rats.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean,
but if they're doing testing on beagles, well, that's a whole different story. I'm a dog lover. Love dogs.
Okay.
I'm opposed to this testing.
I mean, the history of humanity was wrought with the use of animals as beasts of burden, right?
Yeah.
So we've used them for this type of thing in the past.
Great. Now I got that stupid song stuck in my head.
Well, you're welcome. And I eat meat.
I'll never be your beast of burden.
So but there's a way to eat meat more human. Like, I think...
I am a meat eater, too. So
well, the consumption of animal products and animal testing is totally different.
You're killing them.
But that's totally, like, killing and torturing are two different things.
Okay.
Right.
Like, if you're going to kill me, that's one thing. If you're going to torture me and then kill me, that sucks.
I mean, did they kill the beagles? Or are they just cokeheads?
I didn't
know that. Cokeheads.
Oh, boy. All right, moving on.
Find the cocaine in the airport, boy, or you don't get your sniff for the day.
And then they find another beagle. Why does he keep sniffing? He's trained thoroughly to find cocaine. Why does he keep sniffing this other dog? Because the dog's wearing a vest and it's being injected with cocaine.
Yep.
As we speak. Moving along.
Cool vest, though.
Number 8. Constructing a Gandhi museum.
Nice.
In fiscal year 2022, $3 million was earmarked for the construction of a new Gandhi Museum in Houston. That's the extent of the blurb they gave on this one.
There's probably no snack bar.
You have to starve yourself to get in.
Must fit through this tiny little wall before you can enter.
Or you have to, like, you know, lay down in front of a military thing before you can gain entry into the museum. What do you think? Yeah, well...
checks out.
Number 9. Researching if Thanos could snap his fingers wearing the Infinity Gauntlet.
Are you serious?
Yes.
What?
I've read this article. That was my favorite one.
They did save the best for last.
They did.
That's true. Those of you who don't know who Thanos is, he's a character in the Marvel movies.
Yeah.
The Avengers.
And the comics.
Yeah, the comics. So he... you know, had this gauntlet that he wore on his hand, and he'd get all the Infinity Stones on it, and then he could snap his fingers and, like, make, you know, half the people disappear, some sort of rapture-ish.
That was the movie.
Kind of bit. Yep. Researchers at Georgia Tech recently got a grant for $118,971 to study whether a real-life Thanos, first of all, that doesn't exist, could actually snap his fingers while wearing the Infinity Gauntlet.
This is also kind of a red flag. Like, why are they trying to see if this is possible?
Well, so, okay.
Realism
now,
in Hollywood, Nikki.
I smoked.
They're trying to make us disappear.
When I was young, I smoked incredible amounts of marijuana whenever I could. And I could just see me and my buddies sitting around going, man, do you think if Thanos was real, that he, like, that gauntlet looks pretty thick. Do you think he could actually snap with that thing on his hand, man? Like, no, we got to build one and find it. Right, we'd go about constructing some sort of, you know, facsimile replica of the gauntlet and seeing if we could snap while we wore it and, you know, trying to prove our case that way.
So for those who don't know, right, the sound made by the snapping is like your finger hitting your palm.
Yes.
Right. Some people don't know that.
I think it's the finger off the thumb.
Right. The finger off the finger pads.
Yeah, because it makes a noise once you. Okay.
Once you hit the
pad of your palm.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
everybody do it. All right, that's bad radio.
So the Infinity Gauntlet thing, right? It may not make a snapping sound, but it make like a thunking sound, right? As the one finger ricochets like a gong.
So it made the wrong sound?
It wouldn't make a snap, but I think it would make a...
What sound did it make in the movie?
Hang on. They say they concluded that Thanos could not have snapped because his metal armored fingers. So it probably It's probably the Hollywood special effects rather than actual physics.
Yeah, you don't say. No dir, as if like everything and in that movie is wrong. Hollywood special effects.
I still think they got it wrong, though.
So this just in the Avengers, the space scene wasn't really on blah, blah, blah planet. Like, yeah, duh, it's a movie.
This begs the question, if you snap and it doesn't make a sound...
Did it happen at all?
Have you snapped at all?
No.
So... If you just move your thumb and forefinger together and then allow it to lightly touch the pad of, the bottom of your thumb, your palm, making the snapping motion, but no, I'm trying to snap without making the sound. That's not a snap?
No, because I can put my two lips together and blow, and I'm not whistling.
Two lips and blow?
Exactly.
Sounds like a party.
This is me whistling.
And you gave me crap about Nikki's cookies.
If you know what I mean.
If you know what I mean. Your taxpayer dollars hard at work. They have a bit of a wrap-up here. The true cost of government waste. While it's easy to focus on the dollar figures associated with these projects, the practical impacts are much more important. As economists constantly remind us, it's not the dollars and cents that really matter, it's the lost opportunities. Actually, going back to the being high and trying to build the gauntlet and figure out if you could snap or whatever.
Please, let's go back
to that. These guys were far smarter than I was because they got over $100,000 out of some government agency to do the research, to build their, or whatever it was they were going to do to figure out if it was possible or not.
I think you were talking about it many episodes ago on Beard Talk Live.
Mm-hmm.
The dude with the Riddler suit and Matt Lesko.
Yeah.
His government funding book.
Yeah.
Do you want $5,000 to do whatever? Read my book.
Maybe they read his book.
Right. I mean, the grants are available, and if you get like a specialized skill in grant writing, right, the world is at your fingertips. You can get money for whatever you want.
Have you ever met a grant writer or grant administrator named Grant?
I have not.
Me neither.
I don't know any grant writers, for that matter.
Anyway, the article continues. Every resource that's used on ill-considered initiatives is a resource that can't be used to improve our standard of living, and this is the true cost of government waste.
Yes. Or all of government.
It is the true cost of government, that you are prohibited from living your best life.
Yeah, I really can't think of anything the government spends tax dollars on that has improved my life. The only thing I thought of was I'm pretty sure the new homeless shelter in Keene is probably funded by tax dollars. I don't think that's a private operation. Okay. And that was the only thing recently I could think of that was like, okay, yeah, that sounds like I would still rather just donate my own money to that.
I thought that
voluntarily.
That was purely a charity organization. Like
I'm not sure. Maybe,
to fundraise themselves.
I mean, that would be better.
I mean, what's the benefit to you, though? Like, you don't have to see homeless people around?
No, it wasn't even just that. I thought of it.
She doesn't have to listen to me talk about the not unattractive female panhandler.
I actually quite enjoyed that. But so I thought of it because I was driving in my car and I saw these people walking on the side of the road. And this was the day where the wind chill was like negative 56. Like, it was just really, really cold. And it just had me thinking about the homeless people that live on that walking trail close by the studio. And it just made me really concerned for their well-being. That, you know, just genuinely concerned that these people might be outside in negative 56 degree weather. Like, that's
these
terrible.
People.
Yeah, well, those people. Not these people, those people. But anyways, and it kind of, you know, that's something that would be beneficial.
Yeah.
Well, okay, again, there's a lot of things that the government does that is beneficial.
To somebody, yeah.
To somebody.
Right.
It's just inefficient in its use.
Right, and also could be better provided more efficiently or even better all the way around if they got rid of their monopolies allowed things like markets and charities to flourish.
So is a homeless shelter in town a good idea? Yes.
Well, is it a charity organization that's doing it?
Well,
that's better.
When I was growing up in Wisconsin, the local churches would open their doors when it got to minus 15 or, you know, some insanely cold, you know, it's cold outside, you know, and they would allow people to just sort of camp on the ground, come in and warm up. You know, they'd offer tea and coffee, hot chocolate, that kind of stuff, right? So people could get warm and not die. Right. And so these are things that people are willing to do themselves. There's no reason to take money by the force of coercion and taxation to pay for a thing that's going to make otherwise charitable people less charitable.
Yeah.
Government funding of things interferes with humans being charitable to other humans.
Well, even if it's not a charity, right? Like, I leave the studio and I have a, you know, an hour or so long drive back home.
Yeah, you do.
And sometimes I leave.
Champion, by the way. Thank you.
And it's snowing out.
Yeah.
Right? I go, well, it is beneficial that the vast majority of my route, right, is plowed on the way home.
Yeah.
So I'm not slipping and sliding. But does that mean I want the government to be in charge of that?
Right.
No.
But they do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and so I was regaling last night during Beard Talk Live. We were talking about sort of how the three hosts of that particular program came to New Hampshire. And I was talking about how I hit some black ice in eastern Washington and put in my car. And I got a ticket for driving with my wheels off the roadway.
What?
Yeah.
Because they're up in the air.
Yeah.
Not purposely.
So now, in a free market, I'm driving on a road. I obviously subscribe to some sort of road service provider that allows me to drive on the road.
Maybe.
It is the road service provider's responsibility to make sure that the road is either free of ice and snow and debris and that kind of a thing, or it's their responsibility to close it until it is free of that type of stuff.
Well,
yeah, well, don't close it.
Right? I'm just saying. It would be their responsibility. So in this case...
I want to say it's their responsibility, well, hold on, it's in their best interest.
Let me finish the statement, because the juxtaposition here is that when it's a state-owned road system, not only can I not sue them for an unsafe road...
Can't fire them either.
I can't fire them either.
Yeah.
On top of it all, I get a ticket.
Right.
So they're extorting money
from me
for their negligence to provide an adequate service.
Okay. But here's the thing. If you're traveling long distance, right, you're not going to subscribe to every road provider along the way, even in a free market.
You got roaming in your plan.
Okay. However that works.
You remember cell phones, right?
Yeah. No,
I guess. Just like that.
Yeah. Part of my drive over here, my phone goes into roaming because it's not a good signal there. But you're not going to be able to subscribe to all of them. Right, even roaming was a market function because they didn't want to do that either.
Right.
But you don't. It's not. Again, I want to differentiate between responsibility and in the best interest.
Okay.
Right. If the road owner goes like, I don't do anything on this road. Drive at your own risk. Right.
Then it's not their responsibility.
That's not their responsibility.
Yeah, correct.
But if they say for this price you are guaranteed a free and clear pathway between so and so hours during the storm or whatever and yada yada so on and so forth.
I'm making the assumption that in my road service provider agreement that those are the stipulations that the roadway will be free and clear of debris and ice and that kind of thing.
Sure.
Which I think is not unreasonable.
Maybe. There's a lot of dirt roads and back roads in New Hampshire that go to plow.
603-283-6160. Still to come tonight. What will we talk about? Let's talk about a 9-year-old boy who graduated from high school. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up. It's the Sunday Night Edition.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Former Trump economic advisor Gary Cohn says he doesn't expect a recession in the first half of 2023. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, the current IBM vice chairman said the U.S. is in pretty good shape. An off-duty NYPD cop shot Saturday night in the Bronx as he tried to buy a car is in extremely critical condition. Police say they believe they know who the suspect is, as he may be responsible for two similar robberies. Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, Ohio Republican Mike Turner said the Biden administration shouldn't have waited to shoot down the balloon from China. Turner said there was urgency to the situation that the White House didn't seem to recognize. Beyonce leads the Grammy Awards with a total of 9 nominations. Kendrick Lamar is close behind with 8, while Adele and Brandi Carlile each have 7 nods. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
What's wrong? Okay, there we go. Is that better?
I'll just leave. It's fine.
Oh, no.
Nope,
he missed one.
Psych.
If only your name was Jared.
Yeah. Mr. I control the mute button, so I get to choose who speaks. I'll hang up on anyone who I disagree with.
I was just more enthused that I changed weird to I'm.
Yeah.
While I did that.
Like, slick.
Yeah, yeah, I was thinking ahead.
I'll remember that.
Turd Ferguson, who's no longer listening.
You know,
the captain is intolerable.
I'd rather be turned off than pinched off.
All right.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. It is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. Before we go on to anything else, I want to say thank you to Dodger. Dodger is a gold-level amplifier. What does that mean? Well, you can visit amps.freetalklive.com and find out all about our amplifier program, amps.freetalklive.com. Essentially, it's a way for you to contribute to getting this radio program onto more radio stations. We're currently on 170, 180 radio stations. We could be on 200. 230, 250, 300, it's not out of the question. It's all up to you. If you enjoy this program, if you enjoy the hosts, the co-hosts like Nikki and Richie Rich, the topics that we talk about, the entertainment that we provide, the perspective that we bring of freedom, peace, liberty, and
peace.
No.
Oh,
come on.
Freedom.
Prosperity.
Oh, okay.
Prosperity. That's right. Seeing if you're paying attention. Sorry to pop quiz you guys.
I just want to say peace again.
Peace, man.
Peace.
If you enjoy this program...
And it's ironic, because I'm the one who said it.
Because you're the guy.
We talked about iron in, like, the first segment. Yeah,
oh.
We're way past that.
Ironic?
Ironic, right, yes.
Okay.
At any rate, amps.freetalklive.com, amps.freetalklive.com. Dodger, thank you very much for your contribution. If you want to become an amplifier, visit amps.freetalklive.com. All right, so when we last left our heroes, we said we were going to talk about a 9-year-old boy who graduates from high school.
Psych, we're changing topics.
No. We can.
No, no.
We do have some, well,
No, he's a 9-year-old boy.
No, no.
I'm just goofing.
Yeah, okay. Right. If we get through it, we'll move on to another one.
I hope so.
High school graduation is always a special time. This is from WNUR.com. High school graduation is always a special time in a student's life. I wouldn't know. I didn't actually graduate. I got my GED. But for a boy in Bucks County, that's with a B, Bucks County, Pennsylvania, just to, you know, his graduation is making history. He's just 9 years old. David Balogun, Balogun, received a diploma from Reach Cyber Charter School, which is based in Harrisburg. They didn't bog me down. They also advocated for me, saying, he can do this, he can do that, Balogun said. He took classes remotely from his home in Bensalem. He loves science and computer programming. I want to be an astrophysicist, and I want to study black holes and supernovas, he said.
I think the most important part. I think the most important part of this story is that this would have never been possible if he was going to just your typical public school.
Yeah.
You know, like I saw the headline and I was like, I bet this kid's homeschooled, and he kind of was charter school.
Yeah.
Online, but he was given opportunities that he would not have otherwise gotten from public school.
And because people recognize he was smart, right?
Yeah.
His parents both have advanced degrees, but raising a young son with extraordinary intellectual gifts is challenging. Quote, I had to get outside the box, playing pillow fights when you're not supposed to, throwing the balls in the house. He's a 9-year-old with the brain that has the capacity to understand and comprehend a lot of concepts beyond his years and sometimes beyond even my understanding, said Balogun's mother, Rania.
So this goes back a little bit to a conversation several weeks ago where Peekless called in to call me out on, you know, saying that people learn differently.
Yeah.
Right. Clearly, he's a gifted child.
Clearly.
Right. And this gifted child in this environment excels. Right. And if he's put into a public school environment, he would likely not excel to this level.
No.
But would still be like top of his class for his entire schooling career.
Right.
Right. So it's important to recognize, right, that people are different and learn at different paces.
Yes.
Right. And that this is the perfect environment for a child of this intellect already.
Right. And there's even different styles of learning that go around. Again, you know, management training courses or training people who are trainers as their profession, as their job. They work for some company and they're the trainer.
Right.
They're the guy who trains everybody. They have to learn how to teach differently according to the different learning styles.
Right.
I am particularly a tactile learner, like secondarily visual, right? But then again, I'm a dude. I think most men are visual learners. But I'm tactile more so than I am visual. I can watch a video and kind of go, okay, I think I have the gist. But until I do it,
right,
I haven't actually learned it. And it's not until I actually put my hands on the thing and do the thing that I actually, you know, sort of cement that information in my head. So,
got it. The other point that I was making then, and I'll reiterate now,
yes,
is I also believe that this child is the exception, not the rule. Right. I don't think you throw all children into this environment and they excel at this level.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. There are dullards among us, right? And public school may be the best option for them.
Yeah.
David was an inspirational kid, definitely one who changes the way you think about teaching, said science teacher Cody Durr.
Durr.
D-E-R-R, Durr. After completing a semester at Bucks County Community College, Balogun's family is looking at colleges and universities to try and find the right fit. Am I going to throw my 9-year-old into Harvard while I'm living in Pennsylvania? No, Balogun's father, Henry, said.
MIT, though.
Balogun's favorite thing is learning, but he also plays sports and the piano. He's working on his black belt in the martial arts. That's the entirety of the article. So, yeah, right. Good on you, kid.
Science and technology?
Yeah.
Relatively, you know, close proximity to Pennsylvania,
yeah,
perhaps?
Hopefully, when he grows up and starts getting interested in girls and having relationships and stuff,
it's too late.
This won't happen to
already
him.
Already a nerd, yep.
Hopefully this following article...
You think?
Oh, yeah, he wants to... Yeah,
there's a video
and,
also. This kid, yeah,
well, that's because he hasn't experienced girls yet.
Right. And hopefully...
He's already graduated high school. He's a total nerd.
I get it, but he's still too young. Like that path, like,
okay.
Oh my God, girls will derail you.
Give him like 4 years or so.
Seriously,
12, 13 years
might,
old. Right?
This little boy is so stinking cute in that video. Like, he's wearing a little tux. Oh, he's so cute. So he might.
So he's already got a fan.
Well, hopefully, when that happens, this doesn't happen to him. This from MSN.com. She friend zoned him. And he's now suing her. Is Richie going to be okay? He's, okay.
Got the long COVID.
That's really long. Longest COVID. She friend-zoned him. He's suing her for $2.3 million over it.
Well.
How many people are in your friend zone, Nikki?
I'm about to, yeah.
A man in Singapore is seeking more than $2 million in legal damages against a woman who he said caused him trauma after she rebuffed his romantic advances.
Poor
and
guy.
Told him she saw him only as a friend.
That hurts. That hurts $2.6 million.
Does it?
I mean, if he can get it. I don't know what the Singaporean legal system is like. But if it leans patriarchal, right? How dare you rebuff this gentleman?
The man, identified as drone racing executive K. Koshigan.
See, he's a millionaire.
In legal documents, alleged in a defamation lawsuit set to be heard in Singapore's High Court next week. Does that mean all the court people are stoned? The High
Probably.
Court?
That's what it sounds like.
That the woman's rejection caused him, quote, sustained trauma and reductions in his earning capacity.
They're going to have to be high to find this guy or find that woman guilty, I suppose.
The suit, which the woman is contesting, seeks about $2.3 million in damages for the alleged harm of being friend-zoned. A separate case filed by Koshigan in Singapore's magistrate court was struck down last month for abuse of process, and the woman's lawyer said Koshigan was ordered to pay her legal costs. In that suit, he had sought nearly $17,000, alleging that the woman had breached an offer she made that included offering room for him to share inspiration, struggle, and achievements, and meeting up based on mutual availability beyond coffee settings.
Okay. What? Like, did they sign a written agreement?
Chappelle's show, right? It's a relationship contract.
Right.
And breach! She breached the relationship contract and friend-zoned him. I feel for this man. My sympathies go out to him.
The woman had argued that the suit seeking $17,000 was abusive process because it was brought for an ulterior purpose to force her to comply with his demands to, among other things, resume communications with him. The lawsuit illustrates a challenge faced by women around the world, that men sometimes feel entitled to their affection. Women do not owe men their time or attention, much less their friendship, love, sexual activity, or emotional labor.
Maybe not in that culture.
Aware Singapore, which advocates for women's rights and gender equality, said in a statement regarding the lawsuit, attempting to demand or coerce these things via legal means or otherwise can constitute harassment. Singapore ranks 49th in the World Economic Forum's 2022 Global Gender Gap Report, making it the country with the second highest level of gender equality in Asia after the Philippines. Japan has long struggled with gender-based income inequality, blah, 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 blah.
So he's suing definitely in the wrong country then.
Koshigan first met the woman in a social setting in 2016, according to the court's ruling. Over time, their friendship developed, but problems began to arise. in September 2020 when they became misaligned about how they saw their relationship. The woman saw Koshigan as a friend, while Koshigan considered her to be his closest friend, according to court records.
Closest friend. Wink, wink.
Which means not close enough, right,
in his opinion.
Which said that she asked to see Koshigan less frequently, upsetting him. He said such an action would be taking a step back in their relationship. She, in turn, said they needed to set boundaries, urging Koshigan to be self-reliant. Koshigan, according to the ruling, did not react well to this.
Clearly.
Your boundaries, woman, extend from the kitchen to the bedroom.
He sent the woman a letter in October 2020 threatening legal action for damages stemming from emotional distress and possible defamation.
Just go to a therapist, bro.
She told Koshigan She told Koshigan that she was genuinely uncomfortable. He threatened that if she did not comply with his demands, she would face damages to her personal and professional endeavors. Sounds like the state, doesn't it? Like,
yeah.
Wealthy people feel
like entitled. The state sent the woman a letter in October 20 threatening legal action for damages stemming from emotional distress and possible defamation. She told the state that she was genuinely uncomfortable. The state threatened that if she did not comply with his demands, she would face damages to her personal and professional endeavors. I'm just substituting, you know, the dude for the state here, and it's just to illustrate my point here.
It's true.
The woman agreed to participate in counseling sessions with Koshigan.
Ah, see?
Which kept his legal threats at bay, according to court records.
This is just so creepy that she has to go through all this stuff because this guy is essentially stalking her.
But after some 1.5 years of counseling, she felt the exercises had become meaningless, she said, as Koshigan appeared unable to accept her reasons for not wanting any relationship or association with him. She obtained a restraining order against Koshigan, who then filed the lawsuit in the magistrate court while the other case was still pending.
He's carrying his great provider. What else more do you need? See?
Koshigan said...
Well, I mean, no, you need a law...
I'll give you a chance to reply. Sure,
so, first off, she's probably going to need him to not be a freaking stalker and to not try to sue her... when she breaks up with him.
Well, this is after she rebuffed him. But while he was being a provider, being caring, being a protector.
It's also kind of weird that she went through all the trouble of going to essentially relationship counseling with him for over a year.
Leading him on. There's got to be some sort of penalty for that.
I don't think so. Don't think there is.
We just talked about opportunity cost. He could have been going after
so he
any
gone
number
done
of
that.
Under women.
Yeah, he should have done that then.
But she led him on, led him to believe that there was...
Okay. Waiting room. What a place for our first kiss. Isn't it weird that we both had the same therapist? All my time with you was so precious. I know we're going to probably wind up being Mr. and Mrs. Because I whined and dined you at the Ritz. Remember that?
Oh. LRN.FM.
Rachel, then that massage, what about that? But you never would let me give you a colonic. What was up with that?
I'm just going to keep rolling. Unscreen.
Whatever.
I'm just waiting for the chorus.
I'm not stalking you. I'm just calling a lot.
All right.
Okay.
That's what I was trying to get to.
Since you have to dump the middle of the verse.
I did, yeah.
That actually reminds me of a couple of people I know. I'm not stalking you. I'm just calling a lot.
Yeah.
You want to call him out on the show?
That, by the way, was comedian Andy Dick. He was on news radio.
Oh, I like Andy Dick.
News radio with Joe Rogan and Phil Hartman and what was the other guy's name from Kids in the Hall?
I know what you're talking about. I don't know.
Dave something.
Yep.
Anyway.
My favorite bit from that show is they open it, and they go to, Andy Dick's character. Like, it's pronounced Buttafuoco.
Right, yes. Buttafuoco. Yes. In the same vein as him doing that faux pas, I allowed, I was playing this and had to dump a bit of it. let's see what Jerome in South Carolina has to say. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live.
Is that the guy that liked the teenage girls, like the teenagers, Jerry Buttafuoco? That's who you're talking about?
I'm trying to remember what the actual news headline with him was.
Buttafuoco.
Yeah, he caused his wife to get shot in the face by this young girl he was having a fling with.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, but continue. So,
which part is that you're talking about? Shooting his wife or having an affair?
Amy Fisher and Joey Buttafuoco began a sexual relationship in July 1991 after Fisher took her vehicle to Buttafuoco's auto body shop. Fisher confronted Buttafuoco's wife.
It's not the only body
I
can remember.
She was working on the body parts, but not the auto parts.
She was getting her oil changed, that's for sure.
You got that right. Getting a tune-up, too.
Yeah.
She was checking under the hood.
More euphemisms.
This is just from. This is just from Wikipedia. Buttafuoco's lawyer maintained that Buttafuoco was never involved with Fisher, and Fisher had invented the whole affair, while Fisher's lawyer portrayed Fisher as a victim whom Buttafuoco manipulated into committing the assault. So there you go.
Hey, by the way, I saw your nepotism governor on TV today. You know the trust fund baby. What's his name?
Snoo-Snoo? Governor Snoo-Snoo?
Snoo-Snoo.
I call him Snoo-Snoo.
Yeah, he's going to run for president. I got news for him. Him, Nikki Haley, the guy in Florida, the governor from Florida.
Ron DeSantis.
Yeah.
And, hey, Mike Pence. And none of them going to be elected, man. It's a joke. They can't even elect the Speaker of the House, man. How are they going to get somebody elected?
I mean, they're going to run somebody. Like, somebody's going to win the Republican nomination.
I don't understand why a human has to be Speaker of the House when, like, speakers exist. You just install a speaker permanently, and that would be the Speaker of the House. And if it ever failed, you could just replace it with another speaker.
Yeah, it only took them, like, about, 5-6 days, you know?
Yeah, it's just crap they make up to keep you on your toes and keep you paying attention to all the things that they're doing so that you continue to subscribe to the reality show of politics.
This should have been the end of it for most people, right? Because when they were trying to elect the Speaker of the House, they just kept trying to get the same guy in. Right? Yeah. Like, oh, he didn't get enough votes, let's vote again. Oh, he didn't get enough votes, let's vote again.
Not really how that works.
At some point, you got to replace him with somebody else, right? Otherwise, just install him, right? If he's going to win eventually, you might as well just hand him the keys.
They did a better job of organizing that January 6th riot than they did trying to get a new speaker. I got to mention one other thing, though.
That wasn't organized.
This Murdaugh trial.
Murdaugh? What, like from the A-team?
No. No, down here in South Carolina.
Oh, the murder trial, sorry.
Yeah. I mean, I called you up last week and I told you that. I said, you know, when they don't want to testify, you know they're guilty. Well, after watching about 2 weeks of this, I'm even more convinced to be guilty. I thought that, hey, watch the trial, see the evidence. Well, I'm even more convinced now than I was.
So I don't even know what trial you're talking about.
And it's a misnomer, right? You're not, you don't have to testify. Right, and you're presumed innocent. So the fact that you're willing to find someone guilty because they exercise their right to not testify is a problem with the courts.
If you're dumb, you're innocent. If you're dumb, you're presumed innocent. I'm not dumb, okay? I'm not dumb. I know that guy's guilty. I know it.
Okay, but you can't base that on his refusal to testify.
I can base it on anything I want. I know he's guilty. Okay. I don't care what he says. I mean, he's been stealing from everybody and his friends, his family. He's a thief and he's a liar.
That's what politicians do. All politicians are stealing from everybody and are thieves.
Then base it off that information, not on his declining, his exercising his right to not testify against himself.
Hey, he's got a shyster lawyer named Harpootlian that's trying to show a bunch of lies to make people believe that he's innocent. He said he's honored to represent him. How are you honored to represent a murderer and a liar and a thief? What kind of honor is that?
Sounds like every politician, pretty much.
Well, and defense—that's what defense attorneys do, man.
Yeah.
I mean, why do they even call a judge your honor? What's up with that?
Because you wouldn't believe it if you didn't have to say it repeatedly to their face.
Yeah. Or the honorable, hey, right?
It's the magic dress that really pulls it all together, you know?
The black muumuu.
Yeah,
the black muumuu.
You just make one thing sure. Tell your little pretty boy governor, I'm not voting for him.
I was planning to hang out with him after the show tonight. We were going to go have beers. Oh,
I'll bet you were.
You heard that, Snoo Snoo? Jerome ain't voting for you.
Hey, and if you hang out with the governor, y'all keep it to yourself because y'all are consenting adults.
If you don't vote for Snoo Snoo, you ain't black.
Yeah, I have no plans to hang out with His Excellency Lord Sununu, which, by the way, Jerome, if you don't know, printed on every memo or everything that comes out of Sununu's office says something like, from the office of His Excellency Governor Sununu.
Narcissist.
So,
how come we didn't bring up the comment from Trump? How come we didn't bring up the comment from Trump who said that Jews that vote for Democrats are disloyal? How come you never bring that up?
Well,
I never
did.
Even heard of that.
Yeah, you just brought it up, so thanks.
Oh, he said it all right. He said it. Right. Oh, I heard him say it.
Jerome was at a Trump rally.
I honestly don't really pay attention to anything Donald Trump says.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
Joe Biden.
Comedy gold.
You know?
I mean, I will say this about Trump, despite my hate for him. He was entertaining. He was probably one of the most entertaining presidents of all time. And I mean that, like, he didn't intentionally be entertaining. I was just entertained by his buffoonery.
That's how I feel about Joe Biden, too. Like, they're both hilarious in completely different ways, but it's still disgusting that they're the president of the United States.
But yes, it is totally disgusting that either of them have anything to do with telling me and Jerome and Richie Rich and Nikki how to live our lives. But if I have to rate them, and Jerome, thanks for the call. If I have to rate them on comedy content alone, Trump is still funnier than Biden. We are out of time. Thanks to our callers, our listeners. Thank you, Richie Rich and Nikki.
Thanks, Captain.
My co-hosts for being here today. We appreciate you. If you missed any part of the show, find the archives over at freetalklive.com. Thanks and peace.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.